This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Now, here's your host, Steve Olson.
Alrighty, welcome to another show of Reinvention Radio. Yes, we rant. All good. And I'm officially a puker. Just so that we're all clear on that. I am officially a puker.
I am a proud
puker, Mary Goulet Richaute. I will be happy to be a puker, which for those who are unfamiliar, it's those who come on the radio and evidently sound like this, which is just how I sound, but evidently that's just how
Our most recent guest even commented.
Did she really? I'm a puker?
No, she didn't call you
She
that
called
word.
Me a jackal or other fun things, which is okay. I readily accept who I am.
You're not a jackal.
I'm not a jackal. I'm a lot of things, but not a jackal.
A jackal of all trades.
Oh, hey now. All right, so welcome to Reinvention Radio here as we get to a little ranting and a little rolling. Oh, man, I am so excited.
About?
Because these two things tie together so incredibly well, it's not even funny. We had, first of all, we got to get Rusty Nails back in. For those who didn't hear the episode, Reinventing Cannabis is, I think, what we're going to end up calling that one.
He's funny,
make sure you check
he?
That out. Funny dude. Yeah. Very funny dude. A little racist, evidently, as we've come to find out. I actually came home and I told my wife about what he referred to those nuts as. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's terrible. Like, I remember people used to do this. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to that episode. And don't repeat what Rusty said ever again, please.
Yes.
But we love Rusty and we love the whole concept of reinventing cannabis and whatnot, which leads me to what I'm seriously excited and upset and unhappy about, but also happy about at the same token, because at least we're talking about this and things are moving in an interesting direction, which is that just in case you were wondering, yes, the Fed said today that marijuana will remain a Schedule I substance under the Controlled Substance Act. Substances in Schedule I are determined by the FDA to have no medical use. Interesting. States that allow marijuana for medical use or legalize recreational use remain in defiance of federal law. Basically, what they're saying is that they're going to relax the rules for marijuana research so that it can be easier for institutions to grow marijuana for scientific study. There's currently only one authorized research facility that the DEA recognizes, which is in Mississippi. But the DEA said a Health and Human Services evaluation shows marijuana has no, quote, currently accepted medical use, unquote, because, quote, the drug's chemistry is not known and reproducible. There are no adequate safety studies. There are no adequate and well-controlled studies proving efficiency or efficacy, or however you say that, E-F-F-I-C-A-C.
Efficacy.
Efficacy, yeah. Thank you. The drug is not accepted by qualified experts, and the scientific evidence is not widely available. There is no evidence that there is a consensus among qualified experts that marijuana is safe and effective for use in treating a specific recognized disorder, the report added. This time, the DEA concluded the known risks of marijuana use have not been shown to be outweighed by specific benefits in well-controlled clinical trials, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Any thoughts on that? I mean, do you guys know anybody who uses it for
so
medical purposes?
You guys take this, because all I'll do is add my ignorant viewpoint.
No, Mary says I agree. I mean, right? Because you're not. You would be on the sort of the con side of the equation, right? You are not in favor of being legalized recreationally.
No, I don't care.
You don't care. Okay,
I think it probably should be legal because of what you said the last time spoke of this.
First off,
yeah,
FDA,
yeah,
Food and Drug.
Right. So why are they even involved in this discussion? Although I guess it is drugs.
No,
so.
I mean, that's exactly why. Every single thing that they do with drugs is most of it comes from plants.
Yeah.
That they then separate it out and put it together in their own compound so they can sell it as a drug, because you can't patent a plant, right?
Yeah.
And so here you got this plant that someone can come out and just grow in their backyard. The Food and Drug Administration doesn't want that to pass.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. But you're right. I mean, like, almost everything that is, in fact, helpful from a medicinal standpoint or from another standpoint in terms of actually having benefits comes in some way, shape, or form from something natural that has been grown and then modified and so on and so forth. On other points, the DEA reported that marijuana has, quote, a high potential, unquote, for abuse and can result in psychological dependence. It said around 19 million individuals in the U.S. use marijuana monthly in 2012, and that contemporaneous, man, whoever wrote this article, like, uses big words, contemporaneous studies showed around I don't think anybody who smoked weed wrote this article, just a hunch, but around 4.3 million individuals met diagnostic criteria for marijuana dependence. But on the good, on the plus, on the happy side here, it did not find that marijuana is, quote, a gateway drug. So thank God for that.
Of course.
Because little evidence supports the hypothesis that the initiation of marijuana use leads to an abuse disorder with other illicit substances. And so there you have it.
So here's the question.
Yes.
Still never addressed, why is it Schedule One?
That's a good question.
Like, why, if it's not a gateway drug, and alcohol definitely is,
why would it be?
Why is it on there?
Right.
At least put alcohol on there and let's see how people get upset.
Yeah, I cannot wait for it to be legalized so they can actually then run the numbers and say, hey, here's what happens to people who legally consume alcohol, and here's what happens when people legally consume marijuana. And maybe at that night and day, maybe at that point, the politicians will stand up and go, oh, maybe we got it wrong, you know, because it's just like the number of people who do bad things when they're high.
They're too lazy to.
Too lazy. It's like, let's go rob a no. No.
How about we get it delivered?
Right. Let's just, whatever we wanted, let's just have it delivered, which fortunately, thanks to Uber now, you can pretty much have everything delivered. But this brings me to a very, very, very important segue, which I think ties perfectly into this whole recreational legalization of marijuana and so on. Which is, all right, let me ask you this. Okay, if you could create the next Girl Scout cookie, what would it be? Where's Wade when we need him? Where's White Wade when we need him? Jesus, if anybody knows about cookies, it would be Wade. All right, if you were creating the next Girl Scout cookie, what would the Rich Otey cookie be? We'll start with Rich.
And so Girl Scouts are going to go out and sell this cookie?
The best MLM structure in the history of womankind.
Okay, so I'm inventing the flavor of a cookie that the Girl Scouts are going to go out.
Yeah.
Strawberry shortcake.
Strawberry shortcake cookie. That's very smart. But would you eat it? How about this? Let's go in that direction. Forget about the marketing and this Girl Scouts being all like, you know, ooh, this is cute.
So now
What would Rich Otey eat? What would be your flavor? Come on, give me some.
Where are you heading with this?
You'll see.
Okay.
There's a method to my madness here. All right, we'll go to Mary. Come on.
I have no idea. I mean,
do you eat cookies?
No.
I don't.
You
either.
Really don't? You guys don't?
I don't eat
cookies?
Sweets.
No. Well,
you
and
don't
then
eat
the couple
at all?
I like,
really?
They have
uh-uh.
already.
Not really. What?
I'm a salty guy.
I'm a salty
really?
Girl.
All right. So if you had to get one, so which of the Girl Scout cookies do you eat? Like, if you had to eat the ones,
Samoas,
right? Those are the ones.
Thin Mint.
The Thin Mints and the Samoas, yeah. Those are the ones with the Samoas are the coconut ones, right?
Yeah, they're like German chocolate cookies.
Yeah, oh my God. That was like the best idea ever known to humans.
They're hilarious. This box gets smaller and fewer cookies and the price goes up every year.
Now it's $16.50 for a box of four cookies. It's nuts, but we, you know, oh, it's for the girls. We have to support the girls. So we do it. All right, but here's why it all ties together so nicely. Because what do people who are high want?
Sweets.
Sweets, they want food. They're, I think, the munchies, the whole nine, right? So here's what the Girl Scouts are doing. They are celebrating National S'mores Day by announcing their new Girl Scout S'mores cookies. Interesting. So here's something to note. First and foremost, did you know there was actually a National S'mores Day? Because I can tell you from my perspective, I had no idea that there was actually a National S'mores Day. And then second to that, the question becomes, like, of all the choices, there's a lot of things we could celebrate. And as Girl Scouts, if you have that much, like, those girls are among the most powerful, like that group right there is like an incredibly powerful group of influencers. You talk about influence, the Girl Scouts, that is a group of influencers right there.
Yeah, it's hard to walk by that table without busting something out.
I don't even eat them and I still buy a box.
Like, I don't know. Like, I have no problem. Like, there will be kids who will come. There are kids, you know, I mean, like outside the grocery stores, right? I mean, there are kids who will stand there like they'll be, you know, they'll stand there with their box of candy. Like they'll have their bars and whatnot, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I'm raising money for our basketball team." First thing that comes to my mind is bullshit. I'm thinking like you're not doing jack, but you're trying to sell me a 50-cent candy bar for $2.50. You went to Costco and you picked up that box of Paydays, which, by the way, if you're going to pick up a box and you're going to have me buy something, Paydays is a great place to start. Although Baby Ruth would be a close second. But I'm thinking they just went to Costco, picked it up, stood there with the box and go, "We're raising money for our basketball team." Right? Exactly. And not even a jersey. They're just like standing there. But if you try walking by a table of Girl Scouts in their uniforms selling cookies.
And mom is standing behind them.
Right. And
she's like, "What kind of loser are you, jerk? Right? Buy my kids cookies."
And it's even, and then it's like peer pressure. Because then like you see the other shoppers and then they start looking at you funny. Like literally. So it's not just bad enough that you got like 2 12-year-old girls looking at you going, "Do you understand that if you don't buy my cookies, my den goes down? My den dies because you didn't buy my cookies."
You just jump on your phone, don't you?
Exactly. That's you're so – dude, you know me so well. Like, I'm like, hold on here. I put – like, dude, your phone didn't even ring. No, it rang. It's on silent.
Vibrate.
You just didn't see it, but it totally rang. So, all right. So here's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, first and foremost – let's get over to our legislators and tell them the feds got it wrong. So get the recreational thing going. And number two, go buy the S'mores Girl Scout cookies when they come out. It'll make everybody happy. All right, guys. Good ranting. We'll talk to you here next time on Reinvention Radio. See you in a few.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.